My name is Brooke Davis Anderson, and I'm the executive director of Prospect New Orleans. I've been in that position for about 8 months. So I've lived in many places around the country. I'm currently located in New York City. We have our headquarters here in New Orleans, courtesy of the Arts Council of New Orleans. We have staff in New Orleans, New York, and Los Angeles, and we have board members in New York and New Orleans. And the thinking behind that is that it affords us an opportunity as a nonprofit organization to have constant contact with benefactors, funders, artists, and supporters in many different ways for the implementation of Prospect 3. You know, I am very concerned about audiences and very concerned about audiences in art. And while I am looking forward to having the international art community descend upon New Orleans next fall for Prospect 3, it's also really important to me that we offer something up to New Orleanians. And I think in the very beginning, the organization named itself U.S. Biennial with the notion that perhaps a biennial could move from one American city to another, always being international. But I will say that the verve and the energy and the passion of the board of directors to have this be located and specifically live within the New Orleans landscape has taken over any discussion about being nomadic. Staying here is really our future. And part of the idea of Prospect New Orleans is that fundraising would happen not only in New Orleans, but beyond the boundaries of Louisiana, so that we could bring funders to this city and support a really large, great art program here. I have only found people to want to figure out how to make this successful. Every meeting I go into, it seems, their question keeps coming up. Who do we want to become? How would we imagine getting there? That may have to do with the fact that there are a handful of new people in leadership positions in the arts. I'm not yet equipped to explain why this might be, but I can assure you that those conversations aren't as passionate in, say, New York. It's interesting to me to hear from longstanding citizens that New Orleans perhaps has a reputation of not being the most welcoming place for outsiders and outliers and people who are new to the community. I have found that there is a very generous welcome that we have received as an organization. I wonder if New Orleans becomes international with all of this influx of people like myself who are investing in the city in a unique way. And I think that would be a really interesting conversation to continue, that you can feel New Orleanian, you can work for New Orleans and come and go.